From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Last-minute talks for a deal to avert tax hikes for everyone and drastic spending cuts in the new year appear to have stalled in the Senate. NPR's David Wellner reports the Senate's Republican leader is looking to Vice President Joe Biden to try to move things forward.
At mid-afternoon on the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he had not received a counteroffer from Democrats to the proposal he made last night for averting a fiscal cliff. McConnell said no single issue seems to be an impossible sticking point.
The sticking point appears to be a willingness, an interest, or frankly, the courage to close the deal. I want everyone to know I'm willing to get this done. But I need a dance partner.
Majority Leader Harry Reid confirmed that Democrats are unable to come up with a counteroffer. He said one thing they won't do is make any cuts to Social Security, possibly a reference to a push by the GOP to include a new inflation calculation that would dampen the growth and the cost of retirement benefits. David Wall, NPR News, The Capitol.
Leaders of Syrian opposition factions are dismissing a peace plan by International Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi, saying contains unacceptable concessions to the regime. NPR's Peter Kenyon is monitoring the story from Istanbul. He says there are reports of more violence.
Brahimi's visit to Moscow had raised modest hopes of a breakthrough, given Russia's position as a solid ally of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad and his regime. But the opposition refuses to consider any agreement that leaves Assad in power. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, on the other hand, says it's impossible to persuade Assad to step down, and insisting on that will mean sacrificing many more lives. Heavy fighting continued in many parts of Syria yesterday. Activist claims of hundreds killed by government forces in the Homs area could not be immediately confirmed, but the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it appears likely that at least dozens were killed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
In Pakistan, 21 border soldiers who were kidnapped by the Pakistani Taliban last week have been found dead. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Officials say that the Pakistani Taliban executed nearly two dozen of the Frontier Corpsmen they captured last week near the city of Peshawar. Frontier Corpsmen are an ethnic Pashtun force based in northwest Pakistan. Officials say that the men were tied up, blindfolded, and lined up before they were shot. The army had launched a massive search and rescue campaign right after the men disappeared. The killings end a bloody month in the conflict with the Pakistani Taliban. The group launched two high-profile attacks in Peshawar this month alone, a suicide bombing that killed a local politician and an attack on the Peshawar airport. The discovery of the bodies came just 2 days after the leader of the Pakistani Taliban released a videotape saying he was open to peace talks. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is NPR News. New England is digging out from as much as a foot of snow after yet another storm. But now meteorologists say the outlook is clear for the next few days. Richard Otto with the National Weather Service says that's same for much of the country on New Year's Eve.
The trouble spot, if there is going to be a trouble spot, may be Kansas City. They might have some snow falling during the day, New Year's Eve, into the nighttime hours. And then further south from Dallas into Little Rock, Arkansas, they'll have some light to moderate rain showers to deal with.
In Arkansas, utility officials say there are still thousands of people without electricity since a storm Christmas Day. Students, parents, and faculty from Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut are on hand for the New York Giants football game today. The team invited the guests to play a role in a pregame ceremony. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Hundreds of guests from Newtown, Connecticut will attend the Giants' final regular season game. Members of the Sandy Hook community will circle the field during the national anthem, and they'll share in a moment of silence before the game to honor the victims of the shooting spree earlier this month that killed 26 people, including 20 children. Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz has already met the family of one victim. After the shootings, Cruz visited with the family of 6-year-old Jack Pinto after learning that the young shooting victim was a Giants fan. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
A New York judge is ordering a woman suspected of shoving a man in front of a subway train last week undergo a psychiatric evaluation. She's been charged with murder as a hate crime. Investigators say that she told them that she pushed the man Thursday night because she thought he was a Muslim. This was the second man killed in this fashion this month. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.